1065.
Well, let's just do this, man. Let's just.
One more sleep.
You know when you're at work and you get locked out of your computer? Well, we somehow got locked out of the radio. I think that's like the plainest we could explain that. Yeah.
It's fine.
We were locked out. So we were here, just so you know. We were just locked out.
Here's the problem. And like, I just need 30 seconds to vent and then we'll get back on track.
Okay.
Like, it's fine. Things happen. I completely understand things happen, right? Mm-hmm. But like, at 5:30 in the morning, and like, keep in mind, like, I understand, like, things are gonna happen, but like, what am I supposed to do? Like, what am I supposed to do? There's nobody here that can fix it.
Right.
And the only, so like, we call our guy, it's like, we have like an engineer, but like, he's asleep, right?
Yeah,
like,
and
like,
he's at home.
He's like asleep. So like, okay, that's, he's asleep. Like, what are we gonna do? And then the only other person that I can call that I feel awful doing this, because one time he did this to me and I literally had to be him out for doing this to me.
Yeah.
Is our boss Tom is literally on vacation this week.
In Florida.
And so there was only one other human I could call. And I was like, I'm gonna put this off until I literally have to. 5:57, I had to call our boss Tom on vacation in Florida. I'm like, Tom, I know that I literally, like, we got into a screaming match over this last time you did this to me, but like,
well, this is full circle now, you know? Now maybe you can be a little more understanding.
Y'all, the password for the computer to log into the radio station was not working this morning.
Yeah, so
I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. So anyway, we're here. Happy Thursday, everybody. We're not going to do shout outs. We got to kind of catch back up with time.
It's okay. Yeah, we understand.
Things got to get cut this morning. I'm sorry. Top three time with Jess. Good morning, everybody. One more sleep, yeah?
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Calling all mini Swifties, after two sold-out shows last year, Taylor Swift for Kids is coming back to Towson. It's happening Saturday, May 31st at The Wrecker. And yes, it's going to be like a total Eras-style party. Baltimore's own Enslow and her band will be performing a full 60-minute set of Taylor Swift songs. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. They're going to have friendship bracelet-making activities. And the show runs from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can get tickets and all the info at The Wrecker. MD.com.
Number two.
Dunkin' just dropped their brand new summer menu. First up, the Tropical Guava Refresher. You can get it with green tea, lemonade, or sparkling water. That looks really good. There's also the Pistachio Signature Latte. You can do that hot or iced. And then they're also adding the new iced strawberry lemon loaf cake. Oh, also, the $6 meal deal, that's not going anywhere, that is sticking around, where you can get a sandwich, hash browns, and a medium coffee for $6 all day, every day.
Like that, if I can get a whole meal for $6, that almost sounds fake nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, remember the $5 footlongs? That doesn't even seem like real anymore. You know, when you go to get a meal, and now meals now, like, I went to dinner last night with a friend. It was for my meal alone. And this was like a medium size, and I don't drink or anything. My meal alone was $27.
Yeah.
No drink involved.
Yeah.
$27. And I'm like, y'all, food?
What'd you get?
We can't even afford to eat anymore. It was a vegan hamburger.
Okay, that's wild.
Just a burger alone?
A burger.
Was there any size?
And fries.
Was there any
$27.
Were they like foie gras fries?
No,
like,
no,
where'd
literally.
You go? What uppity place did you go to?
Yeah, I promise you it wasn't enough. I'm not going to say it because I feel like now I've been rude about it.
Oh, okay,
$27. And I'm like, y'all, food is just so a $6 meal? Yo, shout out Duncan.
Number one.
Selena Gomez just announced that the deluxe version of her collab album with Beyonce, Benny Blanco, is dropping this Friday, May 2nd. It's called I Said I Love You First and You Said It Back. Aww. She says the re-release is going to include a mix of new songs, reimagined versions from the original. Also, a few fan favorites that you might recognize. We're going to see features from Glorilla, Cigarettes After Sex, and DJ Slink. Also, Selena teased the music video for the song Talk. So that's also going to drop tomorrow with the rest of the deluxe album. And rumor has it that we could be seeing footage from the prom-themed party Benny through for Selena in that music video.
Do you guys like these reimagined things? These like...
The deluxe version?
The deluxe, yeah.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
I just don't know if they're...
Are you kidding?
They feel a little cash grabby to me. Like, they feel like... Because I feel like everyone's doing them now, where it's like they put something out, and like a year later they give you like a few more things, and it's like we already had this. Why didn't you just give it to us the first place?
It's so different, though.
It's not so different,
but it is.
It's different. It's not so different.
No, it is.
It's literally so different.
Like the Brat, like deluxe version is such. It's so
Brat,
different.
But still Brat,
but it's completely different.
Yes,
which is just an iconic name.
Because
first
every
of all.
yes, because every single song has a feature from an artist. With whereas like the Charlie first XCX. Album is just Charlie, and then the second album, every single song has a collab, but the songs are so different. Mm-hmm. And also for Charlie, it's like hell yeah, release your album with you standalone first, let's catch the vibe, and then when you bring another artist who has their completely different style, brings it to the table, it's a whole new vibe.
See, this is why I can't afford $27 hamburgers, because I gotta go buy one album, and then I gotta and a year later I gotta buy another album, you know, another $20 for that.
When was the last time you bought a real album?
When was the last time you actually listened to a new album from start to finish?
Ate him up.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Oh my gosh, do you know the real reason of why Ross ended up picking Rachel that big day of the wedding when he said, I take the Rachel instead of his fiance Emily? Do you know the real story behind this?
No.
Because it's coming out now years later, and we're going to talk about it today in Throwback Thursday. Some of these things are so big in pop culture history that we don't know the real reason of why they actually happened.
Do not tell me he improv'd it. I will die.
I will tell you, like, this is like going to blow your mind, and we'll get to it right now. Throwback Thursday's fun if you like nostalgia. We just go back and we talk about, we play songs that were number one in previous years here in Maryland. And I'll go back and I'll tell you the real reason of why these big things in pop culture actually happened today in history. Because the episode actually aired back in 1998 today. Let's go back. 2019 today in Maryland. The first day, by the way, of May. Old Town Road was number one. Which, like, where is he, by the way? Is he good? He was in the hospital.
But he's okay.
What was that about?
It was, like, I think something with his face, like a part of his face was, like, paralyzed.
Is he all right now?
He said it was okay, though. He was like, guys, don't worry. Like, I just look a little silly.
Yeah.
I'll be good soon. I think it was, like,
that's paralysis of some sort. It's weird.
I don't know what happened, but he did say he was okay.
He was in good spirits. Mm-hmm.
2007, the number one song in Maryland today was Nelly Furtado, Justin Timberlake, and Give It to Me. Timberlake, of course. I think it's actually a Timberlake song.
It was so good.
So good.
Yeah.
This is when Nelly Furtado went from I'm Like a Bird to this,
to
and we
Timberland.
Were like, oh my gosh. Like, what?
It was so fun.
We like this.
1990. We also love I'm Like a Bird.
Well, it was fine either way, but this was good. 1999. Today, TLC and No Scrubs is number one.
Oh wow!
Oh wait. No. The show's going today.
It's got to be so cool to have one of those songs that's like, we'll play for the rest of time.
We can play a song today, you still be just excited.
This
right?
song plays everywhere, and every time everybody sings along,
just as good. Yeah,
it's got to be so cool.
All right. You ready for the true story behind this, man?
Yes.
This episode was massive. So, the...
I, Ross.
Take the Emily.
Take the Rachel. Yeah. Emily.
So...
That was so crazy.
This episode aired this week, back in 1998... You're not a friend, and I'm not a huge Friends fan, but I mean everyone in pop culture history, you can remember that episode, right?
Yes.
It was a massive finale.
It was crazy.
Where Ross went over to London to marry Emily instead of Rachel, and of course, you know, that was the big.
And it's like literally at the big wedding, everyone's there, everyone's in the wedding, and then he says it, and everyone loses their mind.
So a few things behind the scenes you need to know about this. So Phoebe, you know, Phoebe wasn't there. She was on the phone. Do you know the real reason of why she wasn't there?
Phoebe's pregnant, isn't she?
She was pregnant, right?
Yeah.
So she couldn't travel.
Yeah.
So that was, and she was pregnant in real life, too. So that's why she couldn't actually be there. So
all
of her scenes had to be filmed here.
Yeah.
Because the cast actually, you know, was really over there filming.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything was set in London. The hookup scene between Monica and Chandler
Yes.
was so big that they actually had to go back and reshoot it because the audience was going so crazy
that they couldn't hear.
That they couldn't actually hear the audio.
Oh my God.
They had to go back and reshoot it because the audience went too wild.
I love that so much because it was a live audience. That's the thing. Oh, that's so good. I missed that.
And here's the real story of why they had to actually go back and put Rachel and Chandler together is because Emily, who was Chandler's, I'm gonna get them all characters.
Wait, no,
now.
You're not. You're talking
Sorry,
about
Ross,
Monica and
Ross.
Okay. Ross when, and Rachel together.
When Ross finally said Rachel,
yeah.
instead of Emily, Emily actually ended up getting pregnant while they were filming and had to leave. So that's why.
Oh, wait, so that was a plot twist just because she couldn't be in the show anymore?
Because she couldn't be in the show.
What?
So they decided.
That wasn't even planned?
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Oh, my God.
So for all these years when you guys were so happy that they got back together, that wasn't really going to be the original plan. They just had to all of a sudden get rid of Emily because she got pregnant in real life. So
I love that.
There's your Throwback Thursday.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
Let's go. First day in May. That means that gives us 31 chances. Well, weekdays. So probably like 20 some odd chances. I don't know the math on that. To win $1,000 in free gas. Thanks to our friends at Dashin. Caller 10's playing today. Who's this? Hi.
Hi. Good morning. It's John.
John. What's up, man?
Hey, John.
Hey, nothing. Hey.
You're number 10, my guy. You ready to go?
We're ready.
Who is we?
Me and Sheila and Dave and Ron.
Well, good God.
Ooh, whoa. What? That is a whole squad.
We got a party.
Yeah, what, literally. Is this who is this? The Kiwanis Club? Like, who all is...
we're just all at work.
Did we interrupt a meeting over here? I don't want to get in the way of you guys getting work done over here.
No, you're good.
Well, what's up? What's up, guys? Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. Let's see. Have you guys played the game before?
Oh, I'm sorry?
Have you played the game ever?
No, we've actually never gotten through.
Oh, never cool. gotten through.
Well, we're happy you're here. That's awesome.
Happy to have you guys here. Well, let's explain how we go, and then we're going to play for this $1,000 in free dash and gas. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there is time at the end. John and crew, are you guys ready?
Team. We are ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash and gas starts
Question number one, spell the word pronunciation.
P-R-O-N-U-N-C-I-T.
Oh, man.
No.
Unfortunately.
It was C-I-A-T-I-O-N.
Yeah, I know. And I was afraid.
Who was it? Come on, Dave.
Was that Dave? Dave, get it. Put Dave on the phone.
No, it's
Where's
okay.
Dave? Put Dave on. Where's Dave? Dave, unfortunately, man, I know.
It was an accident.
I was hoping today's. Where's Dave? Dave, what happened?
It's the first one.
It was an A. That was a hard one. It was a hard question out of the gate today, unfortunately. Well, I'll tell you what, gang, because we didn't get you on the phone just for nothing. Let's keep playing for fun and see how we would have done with the rest of the questions, all right? Since we get everybody here, let's keep playing for fun. That was a tough one. That A was tough. I know. All right.
Question number two. The company Absolut is known for making what kind of alcohol?
Vodka.
Yeah, vodka. Question number three. Joey McIntyre was a member of which boy band?
Collectively, anybody?
No. Yeah.
That one's New Kids on the Block?
New Kids, yep.
Question number four. How many cubic feet are in a cubic yard?
We know that.
9.
27.
Yep.
What do we use cubic feet for?
I don't even know, but somebody knows that somewhere out there.
We're learning together, family. Question number five. What is the name of the sea witch in The Little Mermaid?
Ursula.
Yeah.
Ursula, right. Yep.
Question number six. Which toy let kids cook with an oven that used light bulbs?
Easy Bake.
Yes, Easy Bake Oven. They were the best. And question number seven. Which dinosaur is known for having three horns on its face?
Triceratops.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, it was the A that got us today, guy. It was the A that held us up. But, hey, it's all good, man. We always come back every day with seven questions. You never know. Sometimes you're the expert, sometimes you're not. Spelling got us today. But, crew, listen, we had a whole good team behind us today. Tomorrow we're going to come back with seven more questions. You never know. They might work in your favor tomorrow. So, hopefully the whole team will call us back tomorrow and we'll try it all over again, okay?
Which minus Dave this time?
Wait, you said, well,
it's okay. Everybody makes mistakes, all right? It's okay.
All right, guys, we'll try again tomorrow, okay?
Bye.
All right, see
you. Have a good day, you guys, and make sure to start your day at Dashen with a classic country breakfast stackadilla. They've also got Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dashen.
Okay, let's debate this. There are words and phrases now that are so overused, they almost feel meaningless. And some of these, I hate to say this, are going to be words and phrases that you use. And some of these are just going to be words and phrases that you just are used by companies or just things that like, oh my God, why are we still saying this? You've heard them so many times now that like, it's like in one ear, out the other.
Yeah.
And like, you can text us some as you're thinking, as we're like going through, some are probably going to pop in your head.
Like, what are you tired of hearing?
Tired of hearing.
Yeah.
Because I think some of these are used by companies or like even by your friends and you're just like, oh, girl, stop. Like, enough is enough. Like, for example, longer than usual wait times. When's the last time you've called any kind of customer service recently and they've not told you that there's longer than usual wait times?
Yeah.
Every time. Have you ever not been told there's longer than usual wait times?
Or like no one is available or whatever.
Hey, come on. Or AI. Everything now has been powered by AI. Like in the last year, have you not heard that something's been powered by AI? Like everything
right.
Now we're powered by AI. Like we got it. Everything with the exception of this radio show. I'll be honest, this show has been powered by AI recently. Everything powered by AI. Like,
yeah.
Okay, we got it. Anything? Another word that's on this list, crisis. The word crisis.
You think that doesn't hold any weight anymore?
I hear the word crisis now. I hate to say this. I would say all of us are pretty much immune. Would you agree?
Maybe that's different. I don't want to say it doesn't hold weight. Maybe a different way to phrase that is because we are clearly in a state of crisis that like you
you're just kind of like,
well, yeah.
What are we not doing that is not a crisis? Like to me, if you say this, it's like, oh, we're in the egg crisis. And before that, we were in the gas crisis. And before that, we were in this crisis. Mm-hmm. Like if you say it's a crisis, to me, it doesn't feel like it in its actual crisis because it's just a crisis. Everything's a crisis now. So
okay.
Like it's been devalued so much that like it doesn't mean anything. It's meaningless. We're talking about words and phrases that are so overused that they've just become meaningless to us now. They literally hold no value. You know, can you think of anything else you want to add to the list?
Woke.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like everyone, or I just felt like that word got so played out.
It's like having an opinion made you woke. You know what I mean? Like, at first it was like if you were progressive, you were woke. But then it was like if you had any opinion whatsoever.
Right.
That like you, it just got watered down so hard that like if you had anything to say, then like you were woke.
Right.
Had to go. To me, something that really became meaningless was all of these corporate phrases like circle back, meaningless, absolute garbage. And like we work in like a corporate setting, but like we're obviously the show. I mean, you listen to it. We're so not business at all. But like if we go to the sales side and like I hear people talk like that, if they're like, oh, yeah, guys, we'll circle back around on that. Or like, and I'm like, y'all actually talk like that? Like, that's crazy. Like, they all actually think that like, actually exists. Like, that's wild to me.
Yeah.
Here's another one. My truth.
My truth.
My truth.
My like, truth is bad.
My truth.
My truth is too much.
Has become absolutely meaningless.
Yeah.
Because everyone has my truth. And I hate to say this, but like, my truth is really just your opinion.
Right.
Like, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we have a word for that. And it's like, that's your opinion, and like that's great, and we all have opinions, but like, unfortunately, my truth has been watered down so much it's become meaningless because now everyone has used that so many times.
Well, that's right. Just your truth. My truth could be that I still love my truth.
Literally.
All right, I'll give yes.
Influencer,
man. Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
When Jess and I got started in this business, we actually we're somewhat influencers, right? And like then everyone like started to like push products online, and now I'm embarrassed. Like when our sales team even like say like, hey, we're trying to like sell these influencers, and I'm like, I don't want to be called an influencer anymore. I'm embarrassed. Like when I even have to go on my social media and like even try to sell products anymore, I kind of get embarrassed because I'm like, like my mom even does that now. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a job.
It's partially because of TikTok, I feel like, because it's become so like oversaturated.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Instagram too. It's just, yeah.
What are you the most proud of your marriage? Like if I asked you that question, what would your answer be? Because I would kind of be curious what most people would say. What are you the most proud of when it comes to your marriage?
Mm-hmm.
This weekend is, what day is it? Is it on Sunday?
It's on Sunday.
It's going to be Jess's 1 year wedding anniversary.
Yeah, this
which
Sunday.
Which is crazy, man.
It's nuts. It does not feel that way. Like, it feels like we literally just got married yesterday.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like an entire year has gone by. Like, I can't believe it's Sunday, on Star Wars Day, it'll be our 1 year wedding anniversary. It's so bizarre.
So think about Jess and Garage Boy on Star Wars Day. And mm-hmm. You can't watch Star Wars now and not think about Jess and Garage Boy, right? So yesterday on our Uncensored podcast, though, this got kind of emotional because I asked Jess the question about, like, you know, what, after like 1 year of being married, like, what's going through your head? Like, what are you guys the most proud of after doing this thing for 1 year? And I wanted to play a clip of our Uncensored podcast. In case you don't know, Jess and I do a podcast. It's called Kramer and Jess Uncensored, where we come on once a week and just kind of, I don't know, yap for about 30 minutes. Stuff we can, you know, we say some bad words on here sometimes.
Yeah, it's very uncensored, so, by the way.
We're going to play you a censored version of this. But I just asked the question. I was like, so like 1 year in, like what do you think? Listen to this. Here's a clip from Kramer and Jess Uncensored. Listen. Reflections on a year in.
Ooh.
Like, what's going through your head?
I love being married. And I think it's really easy to fall into patterns and fall into excuses of when you don't have an example of what you want and if you haven't seen it before.
Yeah.
And so I'm really proud of myself, and I'm really proud of him for working really hard on changing the pattern both of us have on both sides. Garage Boy has never seen his parents actually together before. Mm. They've always been separated, and it's never been like a romantic. And then with my parents have had a very long journey of being together and not being together. And that example, and I always just like, I love my parents. I don't blame them for anything. I understand like where they were very, very young. My parents were so young, and like being in a very like toxic, intense relationship at that age when they were at, mm-hmm. like, I can't even imagine them trying to figure that out on top of having a newborn.
Yeah.
So, but that also means that I was exposed to a lot of that.
Right.
So a lot of their pain is just kind of what I had to experience for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it was really hard to see them get together and then separate multiple times.
Sure.
So I think like my faith and belief in like relationship has always been very rocky.
Right.
And then also how they communicated. They were very, very intense, very loud, a lot of yelling, a lot of cussing, a lot of like name calling, all that kind of stuff. And that's something like Gerald and I never yell at each other. We never call each other names, like ever. And that's just from like scary things that I've seen before.
Right.
You know? So just things like that where like, well,
that that had to be hard to overcome because, I mean, that's all you saw.
Yes.
And if he's never seen anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you come in from like this extreme of like
the extremes, right?
He's like, I don't know what any of this is.
Yeah.
Like, how do we do this? Then, yeah, that'd mm-hmm. be a lot. That'd be a lot to have to work through.
Yeah. And so we're just really thankful. We're just thankful that like we found each other, and we're thankful for like the patience that we've given to one another. And it just feels very exciting.
Okay, that's from Kramer and Jess Uncensored. You can listen to our podcast on the Odyssey app or Apple Podcast, Spotify, or if you just go to kramerandjess.com, we'll get you a link over there. It's sweet, man. It's sweet. And I love that like you guys can reflect on that even so early in your relationship.
Mm.
You know, that you can notice that you guys did have to overcome a lot. I mean, from him having no representation of what a relationship looked like, and
right.
you even recognizing that like what love looked like was not healthy, and to say, hey, we don't want to do this.
Right.
You guys should be really proud of yourselves.
Thank you.
So, you know, happy anniversary to you guys.
Thanks.
And I think it'd be cute to look at, like, tell us, like, how many years you guys have been married and, like, what are you the most proud of? You know, like, maybe it could have been 5 years, 10 years. Like, what have you guys, what have you been through? And, like, what are you the most proud of with what you've overcome after so many years or just your marriage? Let's talk to Jessica in Bel Air. Hi, Jessica. Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys have been together how long?
We've been together for 16 years and married for 14.
Love it. What are you the most proud of when it comes to your marriage?
I'm definitely proud of the fact that we are both still really excited to see each other every day. I just can't wait for him to get home from work to see him and vice versa.
Love that. Makes me want to cry.
And let's be honest.
I love that so much.
That's a skill in an art. That's a skill in an art. And that says something after so many years. That does say something. You know what I mean? That does say something. Love that for you guys. Thank you for sharing that with us today.
Sure.
Have a good one, all right? Let's talk to Taylor in Westminster. Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Taylor, you've been together for how long? Or married for how long?
We've been together for 18 years. We've only been married for 4.
Okay.
But we have 3 kids together. I'm actually pregnant with our 4th.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. And it's just, marriage, any relationship is hard first. Let me just start there.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that you put into the work every day and that you find like that mutual respect and trust for each other and you just choose each other every day.
What do you say that you're the most proud of, though? Because you guys, obviously, I mean, that's a lot of kids. That's a lot of years spent together. Like, out of all the things you're the most proud of, what do you think it is?
It's just that we continue to love each other every day. Like, I literally get so excited to come home to see him, and he is the same way. Like, we can't wait to see each other. And I think that that's really important. And especially because, like Jess said, we came from broken homes where we had divorced parents, and it's something that I think that when you see those types of things, either you fall into that pattern or you strive to make it so that it's not the same.
Yeah.
I love that for you guys.
Thank
man.
You so much for sharing
so much.
That. And congratulations to you guys.
That's incredible after so many years, man. 14 years, that's cool. We got a text with somebody. They've been together for literally 50 years.
That's incredible.
Like, such cool stories. Thank you guys for sharing that with us this morning.
Crazy doing it.
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we've got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this crazy idea we got going through your head?
Well, I'm thinking about meeting up with the guy that completely broke my heart, but I think he might only want me for my money now.
Ew, why?
Why would you even...
Not ew you, ew him.
I mean, even though we broke up like 2 years ago, we were together for 8 years, and I still feel like he's the love of my life.
Oh my God.
I guess we'll need to know more about the relationship then. What happened with you guys?
He just didn't want to get married. He kept pushing it back, and finally I just had to give him the ultimatum.
Wow.
And so when you said either marry me or no, he decided to walk away.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
And then so you said that was 2 years ago. Like, you guys haven't had no contact in 2 years?
No, we haven't spoken at all.
So why now then? Why would you try to go back to him now?
Well, all of a sudden I just got an email from him out of nowhere saying that he wanted to meet up.
So why do you think he wants you for money then?
Well, I just got this insurance payout, and I don't know if he knows about that. I mean, we do still have mutual friends.
It's like radio silence for 2 years, and now all of a sudden that you've fallen into this sum of money, he shows up out of nowhere?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh.
That's weird.
What did this email say? Was it like, hey, let's get back together?
No, it was just like, hey, like, some things in my life have changed recently. I want to get together and talk about it.
Yeah, your bank account has changed.
wait. When did you get this insurance settlement then? Like, recently?
Yeah.
And then he reached out when?
Like, a week after, about.
Wow.
I mean, the email was kind of long, but he did say, like, if I was interested, then can we meet up this weekend?
But it didn't say anything about, like, getting back together?
No.
Okay, so like, let's say you meet up with him and he wants to get back together. What are your feelings on that?
I mean, I still love him, to be honest. I still feel like he was the love of my life.
Yeah. Well, let's chat about this. So Anonymous is saying, hey, I was with this guy for 8 years, gave him an ultimatum and said, hey, you got to either, like, you know,
marry or walk away.
Right. Right.
It's literally
Peter,
the ultimatum.
Get off the pot, right.
Yeah.
And he chose to get off the pot and was gone for 2 years. Well, then all of a sudden, Anonymous is like, I get this insurance settlement. It could be a complete coincidence. But all of a sudden, Anonymous comes into some money. And now, a week later, the love of her life, who did not want to get married before, all of a sudden comes back into the picture and says, hey, maybe we should get together and just talk about things.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that's about marriage per se, but maybe we should just talk about things. She still loves him. Do we tell her to meet up with this guy or we talk her out of it? 410-583-1065. Some of y'all have maybe been in a situation like this before with somebody y'all were in love with, wouldn't commit to you. We could totally use your feedback on this. Jess?
I think that it is extremely weird that all of a sudden, after you have money, he happens to reach out to you. I don't think it's a coincidence, and I think his timing is shady.
Oh, I think it could be a coincidence. I did talk to a psychic who said that a lot of things were going to come into place for me this year. So I think it maybe was the money and the man.
Hey, yeah. I mean, what about that? Why are we going to sit here and tell her, don't do it? You know what I mean? Like, what if this is literally like...
I wouldn't mention one peep about the money, though. I literally wouldn't.
But like, what if this is like her ship has finally come in? Like, she's got money and now she's got the man she's been wanting to be with for a decade. And y'all are going to be like, no, don't go meet up with this guy. He's trash. Like,
but why did he need 8 years of a relationship and then 2 years for you to disappear just for him to realize how amazing you are?
Maybe,
like, get
time
out of here.
Maybe I think the money thing's a coincidence. I don't think it has anything to do with this money. I think, honestly,
it's shady.
How would he know all of a sudden she has money? It's not like he has access to her bank account.
But she said they have multiple. They have mutual.
You think a friend just calls her, hey, she's got money now, go back. I mean, come on. Anonymous was with a guy for 8 years, didn't want to be with her. All of a sudden, 2 years later, she comes across some money. And now he's like, we should meet up and talk about things. Things have changed. She should totally go for that, right? Amy from Boris Hill. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Do we tell her to go for it or talk her out of it?
Talk her out of it.
Why?
That little voice. You have to always listen to your little voice. Plus, if someone's not marrying you after 8 years, they're not going to marry you now.
That's what I'm saying. You're telling me you strung me along for 8 years, disappear for two, and now all of a sudden I got a check. All of a sudden I'm interesting again? No.
Yeah, well, he batted around the lineup and nothing else was good, so he's back.
Okay.
I'm a way different person than I was 8 years ago. I don't want to be held to the same person that I was even 2 years ago. I'm a different person than I was 2 years ago.
No, that's fine. That's fine for you, but that's unfair for her. That's unfair to put her through that.
Okay, so let's say.
She sounds so sad.
Yeah.
But let's say we took the money out of the equation and we just said, hey, my ex just said, hey, he wants to get back together 2 years later and just say, hey, like, I want to just catch up with you. I think we'd all be like, yeah, go. The money, I think, is just a weird coincidence. I think that, like...
Personally, I still would say no, even if money wasn't into it.
Why?
Because it's over.
And not only that, but like, it's like she had to go through so much healing and moving on that I would be irritated if someone reached out to me 2 years later.
I don't. If she's still
like opening a new wound, an old wound.
Yes.
And she's still in love with him. Y'all still say that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that's great advice, but I hear you. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you, Amy.
Bye.
Shelby from Dundalk. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, she is considering meeting up with her ex who literally wanted nothing to do with her after they dated for 8 years. And now that she's come across some money, wants to maybe, you know, get together and talk about things. Do we tell her to go for that or do we talk her out of it?
I say go for it. I think this is a beautiful opportunity for them to revisit the relationship they had in the past. Maybe, like, he's ready to commit now. Maybe he did find out about the money from a friend or something, and maybe that was the thing that he really needed to, like, confirm that he wanted to be in a relationship, not in a gold digging kind of way, but in a, like, maybe she wasn't financially stable before and we couldn't have a future that way, or maybe, like, she had been in the beginning of switching her career or something.
Okay.
And maybe things were uncertain for him, and that could be one of the reasons.
Jess?
It feels kind of crappy that he strung her along for 8 years and now all of a sudden she has money. He is popping out of nowhere. And I do think that, yeah, I feel like when I think that situations show you who people really are. And I think this is showing her who he really is, that it's like, oh, unless you can like benefit me in that kind of way, all of a sudden now I'm ready to be in your life. When like she hasn't heard any word from him for 2 years.
I don't see it like that. I see like, hey, I did 2 years of self-reflection and worked on myself, and coincidentally, here I am at the same time that this other thing happened in your life. If they haven't talked in 2 years, how do we know that these friends have talked to him? How did he find out about the money? Or maybe just like it's springtime and everyone's really excited to like get out there. You know what I mean?
Could be, and that's what I'm saying. Could be complete coincidence, right? Had nothing to do with his money whatsoever.
I don't know. I'm rooting for this girl. I think she deserves happiness.
Yeah, and you don't think he's just using her for the money?
I don't think he's using her for the money. Yeah. Just from what I understand,
nothing about this at all screams gold digger to you at all.
No, it doesn't scream gold digger at all.
Okay, there we go. Thank you so much for calling us.
You're welcome.
I mean, do you agree? So let's talk to Sheila in Baltimore. Hi, Sheila. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You've been in a similar situation. So do you say to tell her to go for this, or do we talk her out of it?
Go for it. Go for it.
Meet up with this guy.
Really?
Now, what happened with you?
Well, me and my now husband, we were together for 10 years, and I left him. I left him, no explanation. It was just a situation where I wasn't ready to commit to someone that I didn't think that was going to be there forever.
Okay.
It was good for that moment, but it was like a lot of things. He wasn't stable in his career.
Okay.
So I didn't think that, you know, once we got older, we could actually do the retirement, travel, and things like that. So, and he thought everything was fine the way that he was working. And I kept telling him that, you know, I want to travel. I want to leave Baltimore and, you know, go somewhere else and just travel.
Yeah.
And he really like, well, we can do that. And I'm like, not on my 401k.
You're like, with what money though?
Right. So, you know, I just left because it was hard for me to have a you know, cause I loved them. So to talk to them, it's like you always get stagnated to stay.
Yeah.
Every time we bring the situation, you know, the argument or the debate up, I end up staying.
Yeah.
So I said, without communicating, I'm just going to leave.
Yeah.
And I left. And like 2 years later, we just ironically emailed each other. Mm-hmm. And
who reached out to who, you or him?
He reached out to me, actually.
Out to you. Okay.
And just to ask how I was doing and, you know, and I have kids. So he asked how the kids were doing.
Yeah.
And we got to talking and he was like, hey, you want to go to our spot? And I was like, sure.
Wait, where's the spot? I'm just curious where the spot is.
You believe it or not, it's Popeye's.
Yeah.
We love the Cajun sparkle.
Yes.
So.
It's so good.
Right. So we went to Popeye's and, you know, we sat down and talked. And for the first time, I saw him in a different light. I saw him talking more of planning for his future.
Yeah.
And he had got a job and everything. And I just think sometimes you have to separate from people you love in order to grow.
Yeah.
And I mean, the guy could honestly be growing.
He
probably then got himself together because she could have been a crutch to him.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
What I'm saying. Like, there could have been. And thank you for sharing all that. It's so important, I think, especially.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sheila. And I'm so happy for you guys. That's
opposite
awesome.
Opposite point of view. Hearing it from the opposite point of view because, like, you know, there's so much that can happen. So much can happen in so many years. And listen, we're getting so many texts and so many – we can take calls all day. And I'm looking through the phones right now. Like, everyone's like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't go. Don't go. Don't go. But I would hate to literally sit here and say don't go and, like, this man's a completely different human than he was 2 years ago. You know what I mean? But at the same time, Anonymous, like, literally everyone else on the phones and the text are saying, like, don't do it. So what do you feel about that then? Like, does it make
I mean, I definitely have heard everything that everyone has said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would hate to wonder what if I don't meet up with him.
That's fair.
Yeah. I mean, for the rest of your life.
I would just think about it. And if you do end up going, I really would not mention anything about the money and see if he brings that up.
Yeah.
And you said he wanted to meet up with you this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what we do is, and we'd love to offer this opportunity. We do a Talk Me Out of It update for this segment on Mondays, inviting people to come on for the segment to come back and let us know how these things went. Would you be interested in coming back in Monday morning and letting us know if A, if you went, and then B, how it actually went with you guys?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. So at 8:25, we would need you to call us back, though, because we don't know your name, your phone number, anything. So 8:25 on Monday, does that work?
Sure.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.